Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz with Dwayne Robbins, joining you as we do twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays, same time, 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West Coast, and Hawaii time between 3 and 4, where I'm blessed to take this call. And this call is in service to you, the listeners, your family. We're extended family here in a community that's designed to help each other make it through these challenging times. In Hawaii, it's called the Ohana, the family, and where we try to project and create the Aloha family, the Aloha Ohana, where we live in peace with each other and communicate and share the blessings as well as the burdens. And that's what this Hour of Insight is about. It's about serving each other as family. And I'm going to give you a couple phone numbers to call if you'd like to get engaged in conversation or have a question. Dwayne's carried some questions over from Wednesday's Insight Hour. I want to thank not just Dwayne Robbins and the LifeWave group for the support for the Insight Hour and the support for my work, but I also want to thank Healthy World Distributing. Our premier co-sponsor for this program is healthyworlddistributing.com. Of course, I want to thank Don and Doug and everybody else at BBS Radio, Fred Bell. BBSRadio.com is bringing this program to you, and we're in the process as a network of expanding to AM and FM stations so that your questions and concerns, considerations may be heard by a lot of people. And that let me give you a couple toll-free numbers, actually a toll-free call-in number that you can use to get in and your questions answered, 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313 is the listener call-in line. International callers can call 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. Now, let me just give you a little bit of insight as to the co-sponsors and the concept behind why we started this as a group called the Bio Spiritual Dream Team. Bio, of course, relating to biology, and spiritual, of course, relating to divine inspiration and creative blessings that we're all gifted innately by nature, by our Creator, to receive full anointings for healing. And the concept that most advanced science is now ringing this and bringing this evidence that this exists, that this whole spiritual realm is not simply a figment of anyone's imagination or religious doctrines and dogmas. It's actually a scientific fact, and that we have joined hands in brotherhood and sisterhood here. Dwayne Robbins, myself, Jeff Brakey, who is in charge of the Zuma team, Joby Weeks in charge of the Manatech team, and John Baptist in charge of the Pinnacle Quest group, along with Cliff Peterbaugh. These are the folks that we've aligned with in order to bring you programming and education to uplift the congregation. That is, edification of the congregation is the purpose, so that we can live fully, completely, holistically, joyfully, healthfully, happily, prosperously. On all those different fronts, the kingdom of heaven, there's nothing missing in it, nothing broken in it. And if we want to manifest it on earth as it is in heaven, right here, right now, then we simply have to follow some basic keys of understanding, some basic laws of nature, of ethic. Actually, as you're going to learn in the next book I'm working on, just finishing up editing, called Walk on Water, where you're going to realize that there's a whole mathematical matrix to the universe that creates the perfect universe, and everything's unfolding within a perfect mathematical plan, and that the only thing that's creating dissonance is our own choice making as human beings. And the BioSpiritual Dream Team group and our corporate sponsors are in support of the concept that human beings are far more than just physical beings, that we engage and are uplifted by this Holy Spirit power of divine love ultimately. So I want to thank our sponsors, LifeWave. I want to thank the Joby Weeks' Manatech group. I want to thank Pinnacle Quest. I want to encourage you to get more information and learn about how, for example, Pinnacle Quest can enhance your education. And again, provide not only the background in healthier ways of living, but also in financial freedom, looking at money the way the global elite do, not as a dumbed down slave of the Illuminati do, but ultimately as we should have learned back in school how money really works in a real world, so that we can ultimately have money work for us instead of having to work and in fact slave as a slave to this whole concept that Babylon's created, that there's got to be more physical possessions and wealth that we get attached to and that ultimately enslave us in a false reality. Certainly is a stressful reality, and in that way it's dis-easing reality. And there are ways out of that, and that's what the Pinnacle Quest Group is about. That's what our Biospiritual Dream Team is about, repping for great products, great people, great working with great people, and ultimately bringing health, bringing education, the edification of the congregation to humanity as a ohana, as a family. And so I want to thank also Healthy World Distributing. I want to encourage you to go on the website at www.healthyworlddistributing.com and see all the great books that the Creator's blessed me with producing for the edification of the congregation. Look at the different works that I've been able to produce. In fact, if you're interested in the number one book, our best-selling book for health, it's Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, which will answer most of the questions that are raised on the Inside Hour, most of your questions. In fact, week after week, as I do this program, very, very similar questions are asked. For example, last Wednesday, we had a focus on cancer and diabetes, two questions that were asked. What do we do with our sisters who have come down with these diseases, rather than simply becoming enslaved to the pharmaceutical industrialists, the medical deities who prescribe concoctions of chemicals that are antimicrobial or antibiotic or antiviral, or somehow manipulate the system in a way that is really not in keeping or in harmony or balance with the divine inspiration and the way the Creator creates the holy spiritual mechanisms to impact the intercellular communications and the genetic expression. All of that is by divine design. It's all based on bioacoustics and electromagnetics. That is the voice and the sound and the light of love from our Creator in the heavenly throne. That's really what makes your body tick. That's what makes it sing. And that's what literally manifests health and rejuvenates every single cell, tissue, organ, and every instant. Your body is literally being re-precipitated in a quantum field that is a mathematical matrix of divine perfection, that you are a perfect being. You are a holy child of the Creator. You are by nature that way, inspired and instilled with that anointing so that you can manifest optimal health. Well, that's what the book Healing Celebrations is about. And in that book, and as I have shared last Wednesday, for cancer, for any of the autoimmune diseases, for the whole array of new modern plagues that have been largely vaccine-induced, all of these diseases share very similar pathogenic processes. That is, there are certain body chemistries that facilitate disease expression versus health and balance and wellness. And that if you know those simple, simple facts, and that's what we relay during the Inside Hour on this program and as well as in the book, Healing Celebrations, if you know those, the truth shall set you free. You are free then to manifest your greatness, your glory, your health, your balance, your wellness, your productivity, and that is a great blessing, not simply for you, but for the people that you can affect with your open heart and your love. And so that is the orientation and the mission of this whole Biospiritual Dream in the Inside Hour that we're privileged to bring you a week after week and twice a week right now. Again, it's every Wednesday and Saturday. And Dwayne Robbins, who's online with us, he can share with you the telephone numbers for the Wednesday call. I know that you're able to get onto that call via the chat room at www.healthyworlddistributing.com. I suggested that you consult with that website to look at all the wonderful books that we've been able to produce for humanity's behalf. The book Healing Celebrations, for example, is $23 and change. Well, that gives you the five steps: detoxification, deacidification, boosting and normalizing natural immunity is step three, oxygenation is step four, and then bioenergetics, everything from miraculous healing through prayer and hands-on healing to right frequency generators and literally the most advanced technologies that proclaim the fact that we are spiritually endowed, we are manifestations of electromagnetics and bioacoustic resonances, waves of love and musical harmonies that emanate from the heavenly throne. Virtually the master conductor, master composer is singing love songs to everything, uplifting the entire universe naturally by the power of his spoken word and his voice in holy harmonies. And that is what we need to attune to in order to do what I'm proposing in the new book, Walk on Water. So join us if you will, and you've got the toll-free number to call in if you've got some questions. In the meantime, I'm going to invite Dwayne onto the phone. He's got some questions that he's compiled from previous shows. Welcome, Dwayne. How are you today?
It's terrific. It's great to be here. Maybe I should give out that number for our Wednesday call if people want to call in and participate and ask questions on the Wednesday Inside Hour. It's 319-256-0500. Again, that's 319-256-0500. And the code for that call is 713303. Again, that's 713303. And that way, if they aren't able to access...
Hello, Dwayne. Did we lose you? I think we might have lost Dwayne.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah, also, you know what? While you're at it,
yes.
Give folks your telephone number that people can get more information about LifeWave technology, the energy patches, as well as the Pinnacle Quest information.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can reach me directly at 503-643-8777. That's 503-643-8777. I'm happy to take your calls and explain more about some of these programs. And it's really, you know, exciting having financial vehicles where people can be taught how to become wealthy and how to earn money so that they can have some money to save and have money to invest and really have a plan to become financially independent over the next 3 to 5 years, depending on how hard somebody wants to work towards that goal. So we've got a lot of options and a lot of great health products, too, that will help people be healthier, have more energy to have a clearer mind, a greater connection with the Creator, and a greater ability to accomplish things. So a lot of great technology that we've brought together to help people in their finances and in their health. So it's really terrific.
Yep, it's great. It's a great mission and certainly a worthy cause for everyone. So, Dwayne, you've got some questions that remain from the last programs. Do you have any of those written down?
Well, I've got an interesting question from a gentleman that called me this week, Andrew, who just had some polyps removed from his colon. And he really wanted to get your opinion on kind of what his next step. The doctors are recommending that just to be safe, he should have a section of his colon removed. I guess the cancer is gone, but they found some traces of cancer in those polyps. And, of course, he's concerned about that and wondering what you would recommend as his next steps in that situation.
Okay, well, if it was any one of my family or if it was me, what I would recommend is, first of all, the five steps. If they haven't read the book Healing Celebrations, I would urge them to get that immediately and devour it, and then basically begin the simple detoxification process that is described in one of the first chapters, focuses on fasting, the simple cayenne pepper spike lemonade fast, whereby you can alkalize your body. People have to understand that cancers cannot do well, if at all, in an alkalized body. That is, if you understand pH, that's power of hydrogen or parts hydrogen. And that is so critically, it's fundamental to life, to organic chemistry. It's fundamental to biology that when your body chemistry and your pH is out of whack, that is, your body is not operating anymore between 7.6 and 7.3 pH, which is slightly alkaline, and it varies between the organs, well, then you're going to be a diseased, you know, incubator. That's exactly what you become. Bacteria and viruses and fungus and yeast grow in an acidified body chemistry. Your cancer cells grow virtually only in an acidified state. Your inflammatory conditions, arthritis, your irritable bowel, your inflammatory reactions that are autoimmune in nature, even autoimmune type 1 diabetes, all of these, which many of them are linked to vaccine injuries, but also lifestyle risks. Here are the main lifestyle risks that causes your body chemistry to become acidified and then become susceptible to these chronic illnesses. The 7 top risks, we've mentioned them on the Inside Hour before. Here they are again. They're critical. If you want to come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues, which the Messiah prescribed, coming out of Babylon, then you can't partake or at least reduce your involvement in the following 7 risk factors that Babylon throws at you. Here they are. Number 1 is caffeine. Starbucks coffee addicts, you guys have got to realize that that is one of the most acidifying of all liquids you can put into your body, along with soda pops that have phosphoric acid. Those cups of coffee and or soda pops will cause your body to become so acidified, it's going to take you about 32 8-ounce glasses of water of pH adjusted 8, that's alkalized water, in order to counteract the damage that you've done from acidifying your body chemistry with caffeine as well as soda pops. The second risk factor of 7, here's your top 7, caffeine, nicotine. Nicotine is the second one. So all you smokers out there, that's one of the most important reasons for quitting smoking, is so that you can get your body chemistry to ward off not only lung cancer, but a whole array of illnesses, including chronic fatigue. Although you get the stimulation from the nicotine and the addiction and from that substance abuse, and it takes over your being, and so therefore you've got a really serious self-esteem problem when you have addiction to a drug or anything other than an addiction to the Creator and faith and trust and love, and having a flow, a full flow and a full communion with that anointing versus an addiction to any drug, whether it's a pharmaceutical prescription medication given to you by the medical deities or an over-the-counter variety of a satanic sorcery such as nicotine. So number 2, acidifier, body temple chemistry assault is nicotine. Number 3 is sugars and refined carbohydrates. The white sugar cane, the sucrose particularly, the glucose, the sweetened, and I'm not talking about the chemical substitutes. Those are hideously toxic. I'm talking about straight sugar in most of the candies, in most of the foods. You really have to carefully look at labels to make sure that your main ingredients are not sugars. And that goes even for the corn syrup sweetened beverages. Avoid those if you can, because ultimately sugar causes body chemistry to become heavily acidified. And that's why you get yeast growth. It's basically you're creating a medium, a sugar-filled medium in which yeast grows. And so, again, that's a problem when, particularly in this particular question, you're asking about how do you reverse bowel cancer and polyps in the colon. Well, again, you've got to change the body chemistry and what you put into your stomach and moves through your colon, and the pH of it and the purity of it and the nutrients in it certainly has a major impact, even without thinking of then assimilating those nutrients and foodstuffs and liquids in order to then ultimately have an effect on your blood pH and your body chemistry as a result of that. So you've got to think about step number three is avoiding the sugars, refined carbohydrates, chocolates also. Stress is a major one, is number four. Caffeine, nicotine, sugar stress is number four. And that is a situation. So many people with colon cancer problems and colitis is so intimately connected with their attitudes and their social relationships and the manner in which they communicate. And it is really an indicator of a stressed out person that typically has a negative orientation instead of a communion of love and faith and trust. It's a person who's real stressed out typically will get the colonic problems. There seems to be a spastic colon has a relationship to stress and social interaction, negative social interaction, and poor communication skills. So that's stress and risk factor for acidification. Number four is stress and its acid that it results. It virtually creates your body to become a burning hell rather than a heavenly temple filled with the Holy Spirit. So that's number four. Number five is alcohol. And I know today particularly, I understand there's a big bowl game on, and a lot of people are sitting back watching television here on a Saturday and drinking their Anheuser-Busch beer or whatever else they're consuming that's got alcohol. Well, very few people understand that what the alcohol is really doing is putting a lot more hydrogen, positive hydrogen ions, atoms, into your bloodstream. So the positive hydrogen, that's hydrogen is positively charged, that's acidifying, like hydrochloric acid is essentially a very, very strong acid. Sulfuric acid, these contain extra hydrogen element that is causing your body chemistry to become more acidified. And that, besides the liver toxicity that alcohol has, the premier problem with the whole body chemistry resulting from alcoholism is have a acidification, and then you become ultimately chronically ill, not so much as a direct result of the alcohol, but as a secondary result of the body chemistry acidification. Lots of red meats, that's number six. Let's see, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol. Lots of red meats is number six. A lot of people are typically think of having to eat a balanced meal, and they consider automatically that red meat is part of that balanced meal. Well, that's kind of like an old paradigm that's really an unhealthy paradigm. And the most modern research shows, not necessarily, I'm not prescribing veganism, although a lot of people, including Dwayne Robbins, I know that you're a big fan of veganism, and a lot of people do swear by it and prescribe it. But personally, I do eat meat, but I simply refrain from having it probably any more than twice a month. I might have a steak, and I am of the blood type, the type O, that supposedly requires meat on occasion. So that the concept of eating a lot of meat is, again, a big acidifier. And it's a big risk factor, particularly for somebody who's got cancer and colon problems. It's very, very difficult to digest that intense protein, that very, very compact protein in meat. And that's, again, when you think of stomach acid is partly required to digest the food, particularly the beef that you're eating, then that's going to add more acid to your system. And by the way, while we're on this subject, the simplest, most inexpensive, in fact, it doesn't cost you anything, it's totally free, remedy and therapy for acidification of your body is just chewing your food thoroughly. And a lot of people claim that you're supposed to chew your food about 26 times per mouthful. Well, I've got news for you. That doesn't work for me. In fact, I typically, on average, will chew a mouthful of food about 100 to 110 times before it's in a state where I feel comfortable about swallowing it. And understand that the saliva contains enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, amylase, which breaks down starches, and ultimately those enzymes prepare the meal to be digested in the stomach so that you don't have to pour excess acid and have excess stomach acid and have excess problems within your gut as a result of not chewing your food thoroughly. Besides that, I learned myself through my own experience that skin problems such as eczema, and that those types of inflammatory conditions are very amenable to changing your body's chemistry simply by chewing your food more thoroughly. What seems to happen is that if you don't chew your food thoroughly, it gets actually small particles do get uptaken into the bloodstream, and then it has to be digested instead of in the gut or the stomach. It gets digested in the bloodstream. And that takes place because of the uric acids that are building up. And of course, that again is an acidification process, and well as a intoxicating process, whereby your now blood has become a secondary metabolic assimilation tissue. And that it's not meant to really be that way. It's associated with lifestyles where we're rushing around and we're not taking time to literally give thanks for the food that we're eating. I'm prescribing now for you a whole different orientation towards eating and meal appreciation, whereby we're really giving thanks with virtually every mouthful and taking our time and not having a meal be a stressful behavior or activity in and of itself. So that's number six risk factor is too much red meat and not even chewing your food enough. And then last and probably one of the worst today in Babylon, in this society in which we live, as a risk of disease, as a risk of cancer, is all the pharmaceuticals that people are being given by the medical deities, the MDs, who are brainwashed, literally mind control slaves of the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, you see. It's not simply just drugs that they make their money in. If you really study the economics and the industrialists and the development of this entire medical industry, you realize, as I have and as I've published in several works already, the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, that came out 3 months before September 11th, the title itself, prophetic, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, exposing royally the global industrialists as being the global cartel directors. You're talking about a military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. That is the one enemy of the people, the human beings, as well as other species on this planet, because these are the genetic industrials. Read the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, to get the whole insight of what's taking place genetically. And you realize that the medical deities that are prescribing all of these drugs, every single drug has virtually the same influence in terms of the pH adjustment. It causes more acid formation within the body. And so pharmaceuticals in and of themselves, including cancer chemotherapeutics, has a tendency to cause a condition within the body, an acidification, that is a predisposing factor for disease, for illness. It's a risk factor for cancer and other problematic conditions. So there you've got it, the top seven. That's where, if you're concerned about colon cancer and want to reverse that, you start with the basics. Number one, detox. Number two, deacidification. Number three, boosting and normalizing natural immunity. Step four is oxygenation, and step five is bioenergetics. Read the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. If you'd like to consult with me personally and privately, I'm going to give you a toll-free number to call. During the week, you can call to make an appointment. I charge $100, half an hour, and that's fairly reasonable since I gave up a dental practice to do this work, and I was actually far more lucrative back in those days. My wife keeps reminding me. But really, if my recommendation to you is what I've done all these years for almost 30 years and as a clinical practitioner now, I've always tried to enable and empower my patients with the knowledge that they can make their own informed choices regarding their lifestyles and the ways that they can try to manage their own conditions, if not completely reverse them and eliminate the problems. And the educational books and the materials, the audio cassettes that I've produced for this purpose is a money saver as well as a life saver. And so the number one prescription is the Healing Celebrations book. I have a package called Taking Care of Yourself that I recommend. In fact, I don't even like to take consultations. I don't want you to spend your money with me on the line privately until you have assimilated the information in the book Healing Celebrations. It's one of the requirements. In fact, my office staff, I said, don't schedule anyone unless they've read that book. Because you see, most of your questions will have been answered by simply reading the book for $23 and change. And plus, then you can share it with your friends and family. You can, if you don't have any friends and family, you can donate it to your local library and bless your community. So the bottom line is I want you to try to save as much of your money as well as your life as possible. And that's what a good friend would have you do, or a parent, or even a sibling would recommend for you. And that's what I'm recommending for you as part of your Aloha Ohana. And that's step number seven in the risk factors and in reversing these conditions. You want to avoid those lifestyle risks and then educate yourself about the positive things that you can do. Again, the fasting with cayenne pepper spike lemonade, that's a free downloadable file. It's not only in the book Healing Celebrations, you can get it right now by going to healingcelebrations.com. If I had colon cancer, was diagnosed with malignant polyps in my gut, I would certainly look at doing the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser Fast, even though it's cayenne. Spiked lemonade, cayenne pepper, that's hot cayenne pepper that you put about a tablespoon of it into a gallon. Let's say if you're working with 90,000 heat unit cayenne, you use about a tablespoon per gallon, and you use organic fresh squeezed lemons and limes and grade B or C maple syrup as a sweetener that has the nutrients and the micronutrients in it. That means that even diabetics and hypoglycemics can do the fast because they're getting plenty of sugar. They simply have to monitor their blood sugar levels and their insulin requirements as normal, and maybe a little bit under these unusual circumstances, they can be under the care of their naturopathic physician, ideally. Or if they have an enlightened medical deity that they go to, then that's fine. Basically, that someone who embraces the alternative perspectives, even though they have gone through medical school. And that if you do that, then you will be amazed at how alkalizing and detoxifying the cayenne pepper spike lemonade is. Again, the website where you can freely download the file that's got fasting instructions using the old Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser. And by the way, most of your good health food stores have the old Master Cleanser formula and a little booklet that Stanley Burroughs himself prepared. It costs about $5, and it's well worth it. You get the information about doing a liver flush with olive oil on day three using some salt water following your fast, and as well as warm olive oil, and that will cause, in many, many people who have done this, the purging of gallstones, get your, again, colon back. Remember that the gallbladder, what does it do? It puts out bile, and ultimately the bile can turn to the uric acid. So you're understanding, again, with understanding the physiology and the physical mechanisms underlying this particular pathology is really important. And that's, again, largely what the book Healing Celebrations can do for you, is you can understand how it is that if you don't digest your food thoroughly and you've got your, you know, bile being produced in order to help with the digestive process and the breakdown of the fats and the undigested fatty foods, then that ends up in your bloodstream along with some of the undigested materials, again, causing body acidification. All of that is really part of the bigger picture of how the body operates as a miraculously designed mechanism. It actually does work mechanically, but the more profound impact takes place on the spiritual realm. And so if we don't give that enough emphasis and focus, that is, if we don't bring the spirit and on the understanding of the energetics of cancer to our therapy, or the energetics of simply health to understanding how to reverse diseases, then we are certainly remiss, and we certainly cannot expect to get the full measure of benefits from any therapy that we do. So I guess that's a little bit of an explanation as to the approach that I would immediately take with regard to colon cancer, as well as any other cancers. Now, again, I've just focused on step number one, really, and step number two is detoxification and deacidification. Step three is normalizing natural immunity. If I had cancer, I'd be doing probably three times what I'm currently doing. Right now, on a daily basis, at least 5 days a week, this is a weekend now, I'm not at home, I'm away with my family for the weekend. And for this only reason, I have not had my green harvest fruit smoothie made with about a teaspoon of the advanced Ambrotos by Manatech. I routinely take that. In fact, if you want to know how I stay healthy, my premier staple, of course, is the creator and the blessing and the love that I appreciate receiving fully, as much as I can open my heart to, I'm open to. But in terms of lifestyle, what I do for myself, the number one thing, the number one staple for my diet is a fruit smoothie made with green harvest and organic fruit juice. And I put in a capful of Quantum Max. Again, you can get Quantum Max by going to the healthyworlddistributing.com website. It's the top shelf, absolutely top shelf, enzyme multi, mineral multi, of vitamin liquid supplement. And it's good tasting, and it's a little expensive. They go for about $69 and change per bottle. That's about a month's supply for your average adult. But all of the other products that I've seen is like water, is like waste compared to this stuff. It is really, really top shelf. And so that's called Quantum Max. I add about a capful of Quantum Max to my fruit smoothie made with Green Harvest. Green Harvest is an awesome food stuff. It is a food that the primary ingredient of which is in this powder, which is also pleasant tasting. I made it that way for my own children so that they would enjoy it. And it is a product primarily including the ingredient amaranth. 32-3% of Green Harvest is amaranth, which is an herb seed type of grain that has all of the amino acids and all of the enzymes that you need for life. And the ancient cultures, the Mayans and the Aztecs, were very, very knowledgeable in mathematics. They were strong. They were wise in those ways of building their pyramids. And ultimately, they that intelligence and that stamina was facilitated by their staple. Their main staple was amaranth. So That's Green Harvest Fruit Smoothie, and I add the Advanced Amber Toast. If I had cancer, or if I was dealing with this colon cancer problem, I would, instead of taking about a teaspoon of it daily, and actually that's a little bit more than the average person is recommended to use, but I'm...
Hi, Dr. Horowitz.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is
I'm sorry?
Elizabeth Huffman.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Was I interrupting you?
Yes, just hold on for just a second. Let me just finish about this concept of amber,
okay.
Then I'll come back to you. How's that?
Okay, great. Thanks.
Sounds great. Thanks for joining us. So I would be taking, instead of a teaspoon, which is a little bit more than your average recommended dose for an average healthy person, I would be taking about a tablespoon of Amaranth Advanced, of Advanced Amber Toast. That's the Manitex product. I would take about a tablespoon of that daily. And the reason for that is because I want all of my cells to be adequately blessed by the glycoproteins on the external membranes, which facilitate the intercellular communications, that is the bioacoustic and the electromagnetic resonant frequencies that communicate the Holy Spirit between the cells and throughout the body. It's contingent upon having the glycosugars, and the glycoproteins, the sugars, and this is all based on a new science called glycobiology, where you understand that these particular unique essential sugars, and we now know that there's far more than the bad sugars or the negative sugars that I talked about earlier. There's fucose, xylose, N-acetylglucosamine, N-acetylgalactosamine. Those are now determined to be the essential sugars, and among the essential sugars required for the production of the glycoproteins on the cell membranes that facilitate the intercellular communications and the electromagnetics, bioacoustics, and even the electrogenetic expressions. So your genetics cannot express, nor can the cells function optimally without having this type of nutrient restored to your diet. And so this is why I would, as a cancer patient, I would highly, I'm encouraged that I would be taking it probably about a tablespoon for 3 months, a tablespoon a day of Advanced Amber Toast for 3 months. Let me just ask now Elizabeth to come on with her questions and comments. And I hope that at least gives you a start, Dwayne, and answers your individual's question concerning how would I manage colon cancer. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi. This is my first time trying to get on, and it was hard. And the guy told me just to break in and say hi, so I'm sorry I had to do that. But I just want to thank you once again for everything you've done. Your research is just fascinating. And I just wanted to ask you if you've run across or any ideas on what to do now that the State of Emergency Power Act has been passed. And, you know, they're setting the stage for this so-called bioterrorism attack. And they're stockpiling the smallpox vaccine. And they've already told us that they could unleash this at any time. And obviously, under the act, we're all going to be forced to get this. What are your thoughts? What are your ideas? I mean, are we going to have to do this?
I'll share this from my perspective. You know, although it sounded like this was news, and I'm sure it's news for you and maybe other moderately recent concern of yours, I can tell you the first radio show that I did on this particular question was in 1999. I was still, actually in 98, I was still back in Idaho, and Ingrid Cassell Harkins and I on Halloween created a show that we put out on Genesis Communications Network and Worldwide Christian Radio that dealt with the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act that was just then. So now this is 2006. We're talking about almost 7 years ago was when this act actually came out, and most states have actually passed most of the act itself. Now, Elizabeth's question, and I've got just a couple minutes to answer it. Let me just tell you real quickly about what the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act is. It gives states the public health officers, in the event of an alleged outbreak, the capacity to arrest the state's constitution and virtually enslave all of the people living in the particular state or the city where they've pronounced an outbreak. And it's so ill-defined as to what the outbreak is. It could be simply one person getting viral-induced leukemia as the source of their bioterrorist and their fascist totalitarian type of tactics. So that this is part of what prompts then, or the capacity of the public health official then, to direct the deputization of the emergency technicians, the fire officials, the police, the nurses and physicians. They all are deputized, and as a result of the deputization, they are free from liability in case they injure you when they arrest you to take you to quarantine facilities. In a urban area, quarantine facilities means concentration camp. And so this is a reality. Most states have passed this. The public health authority then has a full directorship over what is injected into you, what drugs you will take, that there's no possibility that you can get even a lawyer to stop the process because, again, the legal and judicial branch has been arrested under this fascist totalitarian type of dictatorship. That is what the United States of America has degenerated into. And that the bottom line, how do you deal with that? That's the question. The answer is multifactorial. It's multidisciplinary. You've got to really look at a whole variety of issues. This is part of what we do offshore with Pinnacle Quest, the whole group that looks at and brings experts in to look at what are we going to do now, given the situation that we're faced with socioeconomically and politically in the United States. And I can tell you that the answers include looking at where you're going to live. It should be a safe place for you and your children. You've got to, again, think of your basic physiological needs. Use Maslow's hierarchy of human needs as your checklist. Number one, you've got to have good air and water and food. So where are you going to go for that? I've moved with my family. We've been blessed to move to the Big Island of Hawaii. There are many places still in the world where you don't have chemtrails. I'm looking right now at a beautiful blue sky. We don't have chemtrails here on the Big Island of Hawaii. We have other issues with chemical toxicity from the spraying of pesticides in the plantations, but we don't have this hideous spraying of the population with aluminum oxide and this whole other issue. You've got to think about beyond food, water, and air. You've got to think about safety and shelter. Where can you afford to live? That's a big question. You know, again, here in Hawaii, it costs very, very, very little to live. There are a lot of people, because of the climate, that live in virtual shanties, shacks, breeze houses, screen houses, and that's just a blessing from the environment. Food is falling off the trees. Water is pure, particularly on the east side of the island. We get a lot of rain, which is fabulous, and it gives us a source of sustenance, and we're so thankful for it. So these are the types of issues that I've examined. What's beyond that on Maslow's hierarchy chart? Once you have your food, water, air, and shelter, you need love and belonging. Then you enter into what Catherine Austin Fitz is expert at lecturing on. That is community building. That is why we're doing this program, the ohana, the family, the concept that we're brothers and sisters and that we need to work together in order to overcome the challenges that we face today. You can't do it alone. You divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. And that's what's going on in the world. Well, we need to come together again and learn, or really relearn ways of communing with each other and the great creator. So that's love and belonging. And then after that, it's self-actualization. That is to identify your unique gifts and talents and purpose in life and express that. And then beyond that, self-actualization and self-esteem, you have, you know, really your service to the Creator becomes foremost, and service to humanity as a result of serving the Creator, you know, of course, is taking precedence right after your family. So those are the priorities that I've personally set in order to respond to the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act as part of the totalitarian fascism unfolding in the United States today. I hope that answers it for you, Elizabeth. This is the end of the Insight Hour. We're running out of time. I don't want to go over on Don's time again. He's been kind enough to give us this hour. I hope you appreciated the answer, Elizabeth.
Oh, I sure did. I just wonder if you have any jobs out there in Hawaii that I can come work for you.
As a matter of fact, we do have apprenticeships that are available. And let me give you a telephone number to call. If you want, first of all, let me say this. If I did mention I'm available for consultations, the toll-free number to call if you want to have me consult privately after you read the book Healing Celebrations, call 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And then if you want to find out about an apprenticeship or where we are in Hawaii, go to www.steamventin.com. That's steam, STEAMVENTINNN, all one word, steamventin.com. Here's the telephone number. It's 808-965-2112. That's 808-965-2112. 2112. If you're interested in applying for an apprenticeship or some work trade arrangement with us, we'll certainly look forward to hearing from you.
Excellent.
I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, thanking you again for joining us on the Insight Hour. We'll do it again on Wednesday. Please tune in by calling the numbers that I've previously given. There is a number. Dwayne, you got the number for Wednesday's call?
Yes, I do. It's 319-256-0500. And the PIN number for that is 713-303-POUND.
Excellent. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us and taking time out of your busy life. I know you're so busy. Say hi to Angie for us. Give Angie our love. I also want to give you, this number here is 888-268-4313 for next Saturday's BBSRadio.com broadcast. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, thanking you for joining us. Be blessed. Love you, folks. Have a great week. Aloha.
You there?
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.